弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好不好？我们在一起有一些祷告。
Let's have further words of prayers.
主是爱我们，就像诗歌所说的，你自己是我们所羡慕的。
Lord, truly, just like the hymn says that you are our own desire.
主开启我们的心。
Lord, open our hearts.
把你自己充满在我们里面。
So fill yourself in us.
主开启我们的耳朵。
Open our ears, Lord.
主，那你就可以对我们说话。
So that you can speak to us.
主帮助我们除去一切的掺杂。
Lord, help us remove all the mixes.
我们单单仰望在你面前。
We only look upon you.
主，我们不管大人或者在楼下的小孩。
Whether adults or those children downstairs.
或者没有办法和我们在一起的弟兄姐妹，我们都仰望在你面前。
Or together with those brothers and sisters who are not among us, we look upon you.
主，你继续对我们每一个人说话。
May you continue to speak to each one of us.
恩典与我们同在。
Your grace be with us.
怜悯我们。
Be merciful to us.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray and give thanks in the name of holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们谢谢主，让我们还有机会在一起，在他面前一起的擘饼。
We thank the Lord that we still have the opportunity to break the bread before Him.
在最近天气实在是非常的不正常。
Truly, the weather has been very abnormal these days.
每一天我都觉得说主耶稣，我也相信主耶稣，真是一天一天越来越靠近。
I believe that each day the Lord is coming back closer.
但是说真的，我实在还没有预备要见主。
But be honest with you that I'm not yet prepared to see the Lord.
因为我们实在知道主的恩典在我们身上，他有他的心意。
Truly, we know that our Lord's grace on us, and He has His own will.
当我们实在他的心意中，我们一起的彼此的建造。
And we know that we build up together in His will.
所以在今年初，主给我们在约翰一书里面有几句话。
In the beginning of the year, the Lord has given us several verses in the first John.
我想使徒老约翰他在约翰一书里面说，盼望我们在主里面的喜乐是充足的。
The Apostle John says that in the first book of John that hope that our joy may be full in the Lord.
他告诉我们不要犯罪。
He told us do not sin.
他把书信写信告诉我们要指着那引诱我们的人说的。
And he also wrote the letters which points to the one who tempts us.
他也提醒我们，告我们知道我们有永生。
And he reminds us that we have eternal life.
实在在第一个期望里面，他告诉我们说，我们乃是与耶稣基督相交，使我们的喜乐充足。
And in his first hope that he says that he reminds us that we have fellowship with the Lord and so that our joy may be full.
所以那是主的恩典。
Truly, it is Lord's grace.
因为我们竟然可以跟那位圣洁、公义、慈爱的神能够有彼此交通的机会。
Because as we have the opportunity to fellowship with God who is holy, righteous, and also full of loving kindness.
不管我们在哪里。
Regardless of where we are.
他又叫我们和他常常有交通。
He always would like us to have fellowship with him.
我想就其实这也不太好的例子，但是就好像这个美国总统奥巴马说，哎，常常打电话给我。
Let me give an example which might not be so good. Just like President Obama says that always call, give me a call.
我记得我一直有印象，有一个年轻人他跟他朋友说 ，call me， 很远的还讲 call me。
I always remember that a young person tell his friend that call me, although he's already far away from his friend.
我想，当我们夫妻分开的时候，这个夫妻都会说打电话给我。
Just like when the couples separate from each other, the couples always say to one another, call me.
我们竟然那位神常常说，叫我们常常和他有交通。
And our God tells us always have fellowship with him.
所以在圣经里面也告诉我们说，我们呼召乃是要进入和他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
So, and in the Bible it tells us that we are being called into the fellowship of Jesus Christ his son.
使徒保罗也说，他说盼望他能够认识耶稣基督，认识他复活的死而复活的大能，并且和 在基督的苦难中有交通。
And also Apostle Paul says that we should know him to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
我们知道我们没有办法取代主耶稣在十字架上的救恩。
We know that we can never take over the salvation of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
没有一个人有这个资格。
No one is qualified.
虽然即使你父母亲很想救儿女，但是我们实在也没有这个资格。
Even if the parents truly would like to save their children, but we are not qualified.
因为我们每一个人都是罪人。
Because each one of us is a sinner.
所以主耶稣的救恩没有一个人能够取代他。
So there is no one can take over the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
在十字架上，主耶稣和他的父神分开的那个呼喊，我想我们也很难去体会。
The cry that when our Lord Jesus was separated from his Father on the cross, which we can never really understand.
当他在十字架上呼喊那一刹那说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，我们都在他的里面。
As our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross cried out, Father, Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That actually when he cried this out, that we were actually in him.
因为他背负我们一切的罪恶。
For he has forbear all of our sins and transgressions.
从有人类一直到以后未来人类的结束。
From the beginning of human being until the end of human race.
在这个苦难里面我们没有办法取代他。
We can never take over this suffering.
但是在希伯来书告诉我们，主耶稣在苦难中学了顺服。
But in the book of Hebrews that it tells us that our Lord Jesus learned obedience through suffering.
虽然他是神的儿子，他也是在苦难中他来到世上学了顺服。
Although he's the son of God, but also through the suffering that he learned obedience on the earth.
我想在这个苦难里面我们可以和他有交通。
From the suffering, we have fellowship with him.
我们可以有那顺服的交通。
We have this fellowship of obedience.
所以在主的身体的交通里面，这是一个非常重要的一个交通。
It is a very important fellowship in the body of Christ.
当我们继续在这交通里面的时候，主就把他心意中那个最大的心意。摆在我们中间，就是他为着他的身体所有的苦难。
As we have this fellowship with him, he put his greatest will in us. That is the suffering for his body.
就好像保罗他说，为弟兄姐妹再受那个生产之苦。
Just as Paul said that I have travailed again in birth for you.
然后补满那个基督身体的患难的缺欠。
Which fills in the lack of the suffering of Christ.
我想主在我们身上实在有那个心意。
Truly, I think our Lord has His will on us.
他愿意在我们在这顺服的交通里面满有他的形象。
He hopes that we can become full of His image through the fellowship of obedience.
因此，他把他的对身体的那个负担摆在我们身上。
Therefore, He put this burden of the body on us.
所以他常常在圣经里面告诉我们，我们就好像一个瓦器里面有一个宝贝。
So he told us in the scripture that we are just like a treasure in the earthen vessel.
他是那个泥匠，他照着他的心意来雕塑我们，成为一个器皿，一个瓦器。
He is the potter that according to his will he molds us this vessel.
然后把他自己，他独生爱子，把他的灵摆在我们里面，我们就有那个宝贝在我们里面。
And he put himself his own beloved son in us, then we have this treasure.
所以借着圣灵的交通，我们就和我们的神有那个不间断的交通。
So through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, then we have an unceasing fellowship with God.
所以在身体里面，我们彼此之间的交通就好像有那个父亲那种心意在我们中间，弟兄姐妹中间的交通，就好像那个父亲来劝勉，彼此的劝勉。
So between the fellowship of brothers and sisters, it's just like the father who's encouraging their children.
所以就好像那个母亲在我们中间，在那里来照顾我们。
Just like the mother that's nursing us.
那我们每一个人就可以成为那个神可以重用的一个可以使用的一个器皿。
So each one of us become the vessel of honor.
所以圣经里面说，在大户人家有金器、银器、瓦器。
So in the scripture it says in the big house there's a vessel of gold, silver.
他告诉我们要自洁，我们就可以成为那合用的器皿。
So if we cleanse ourselves, then we become the vessel that could be useful.
因为我们自洁，我们就可以和那位神有交通。
Because if we cleanse ourselves, then we can have fellowship with God.
我们就可以成为他可以使用的那个器皿。
Then we become the vessel that he can use.
最近我们家在找一样东西，这个大家不太舒服，就觉得那个东西，失去找不到那个东西，大家都很难过。
Recently, that in my house, that we were trying to look for something, and we don't feel so comfortable as we feel we lost it.
身体上总觉得不对劲。
Then I just feel there's something missing.
你知道在找什么吗
？Do you know what we're looking for?
我们有一个抓背的一个那个木头啊，木片叫抓背的。
There's some wood that we use to scratch our back.
因为没有那个东西，我们就很难抓背啊。
Because without this instrument, it's hard for us to scratch our backs.
这个叫自己的家人抓，他有时候不太愿意。
If I ask my family member to scratch my back, then they might not be willing.
虽然它只是那么一个小小的一个木头。
Even though it's just a little piece of wood.
那么不起眼。
It's very little.
但是因着主人要用它，它又成为那个贵重的器皿。
But because the owner would like to use it, then it becomes the vessel of honor.
所以我们可以成为贵重器皿，乃是因着主可以用我们。
Therefore, we can become the vessel of honor is because the Lord can use us.
并不在于我们有什么的好。
Not because we are good.
乃是因为我们能够自己和他有交通以后，主神就可以用着我们。
It's because once we cleanse ourselves, then we can have fellowship with Him, then the God can use us.
圣经也这样子，在神的话语告诉我们，我们就好像是一场戏一样。
The Bible also tells us we are just like a show.
好像一封信。
As a letter,
他写明给世人看
to be written to shown to the worldly people.
而在这里面呢，是因为和神有交通，神就把我们摆在那个地位上，成为他可以使用的那个器皿。
It's because we have fellowship with God, so God put us in this position which He can use us.
他告诉我们，我好像他的房屋
，and He told us that we are like His house.
他的圣殿
，His temple,
在住在我们里面
，and He dwells in us.
所以因为和他的交通，我们知道我们不可以得罪他。
Because we have fellowship with him, so we cannot sin against him.
他也告诉我们，我们好像那个军人一样。
And he told us we're just like the soldier.
我们可以为着他有征战。
And we can fight because of him.
但是主已经得胜了。
But our Lord has already won the victory.
我们乃是在那个得胜中而有征战。
And we fight in this victory.
我们不是为那个征战而征战。
We do not fight for that battle.
主已经得胜了。
Our Lord has already won.
我们乃是在那个得胜中，我们而有征战。
We fight in this victory.
因为主要用着我们成为他的见证。
Because the Lord would like use us to become His testimony.
成为他恩典的见证。
Become the testimony of His grace.
他怜悯的见证。
And the testimony for His mercy.
并不是我们有什么高好。
Not because we have something good.
但是当我们在这卑微的人里面，那个神住在我们里面，那个交通就把我们能够成为主的见证。
But in us who are lowly, that because God lives in us, therefore we can have fellowship with Him and therefore become His testimony.
当我在看这个军人这个字的英文字的时候
，As I looked the English word for the word soldier,
它是。S-O-L-D-I-E-R
It's S-O-L-D-I-E-R
它是军人的意思
It means soldier
如果你把 I 拿掉把那个我从这个里面拿掉
If you take out the letter I
变成 S-O-L-D-E-R
And become the S-O-L-D-E-R
那是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
叫你旁边有 people You know， 军人这个字，你把那个我拿掉以后，它就变成 S O L D E R， 它是焊接的材料的意思。
The S O L D E R means the material to fuse something together。
就是焊条。
Like something that fuses together。
动词就是那个连接的意思。
The verb means to connect together。
今天我们在主面，每一个人都是主的精兵。
Today in the Lord, each one of us is the good soldier for the Lord.
但是当我们把我们自己拿掉的时候，我们就成为一个主可以把我们连接在一起的一个器皿。
But if we take out I, ourselves, then the Lord can put us together as a connecting vessel.
主的心意是在神的教会中。
Lord's will is in God's church.
在主耶稣的身体里面。
In the body of Christ.
我们与主有交通。
We have fellowship with the Lord.
我们成为主的精兵。
We become the good soldier of Christ.
但是我们这个人充满了自我的那个自我拿走以后，我们应该在身体之中有交通。
But if we take out the self, then we can have fellowship in the body.
所以我今天想用历代志下35章来稍微交通一下我们肢体之间的交通。
Therefore, I would like to share upon the fellowship in the body of Christ using 2 Chronicles chapter 35.
好吧，我请那个印周报的弟兄稍微把那个经文摆在后面，因为经文有一点多，所以你们在周报的后面有一个经文。
When you look at the schedule for today, at the back of it, then there are all the verses.
我们可不可以从34章的第29节练到35章的19节？
Let's start from chapter 34, verse 29 until 35, verse 19.
历代志下34章29节到35章19节。
2 Chronicles chapter 34 verse 29 until chapter 35 verse 19.
这里提到一个很特别的一个逾越节。
Here talks about a very special Passover.
我就练第一节，就麻烦弟兄姐妹练第二节。
I will start with verse 1 and brothers and sisters with verse 2.
王差遣人召聚犹大和耶路撒冷的众长老来。王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。约西亚从以色列各处把一切可憎之物尽都除掉，使以色列境内的人都侍奉耶和华他们的神。约西亚在世的日子，就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，总不离开。王分派祭司各尽其职，又勉励他们办耶和华殿中的事。你们应当按着宗族，照着班次，遵以色列王大卫和他儿子所罗门所写的，自己预备。要宰逾越节的羊羔，洁净自己，为你们的弟兄预备了，好遵守耶和华借摩西所吩咐的话。约西亚的众首领也乐意将牺牲给百姓和祭司立位人，又有管理神殿的希勒加、撒加利亚、约歇，将羊羔2600只、牛300只给祭司做逾越节的祭物。这样贡献的事被齐备了，祭司站在自己的地方，利未人按着班次站立， 都是照王所吩咐的。将燔祭搬来，按着宗族的班次分给众民，好照摩西书上所写的，献给耶和华，献牛也是这样。然后为自己和祭司预备祭物，因为祭司亚伦的子孙献燔祭和脂油直到晚上，所以利未人为自己和祭司亚伦的子孙预备祭物。当日供奉耶和华的事齐备了，就照约西亚王的吩咐守逾越节，献燔祭在耶和华的坛上。自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。我们谢谢主，当主用主以色列人成为主的器皿，把主的救恩一直保留到今天。
We thank the Lord that He has used the Israelites to be His vessel and kept His salvation until today.
实在神也在带领以色列的国，这个以色列民的事情上面，给我们许多预表。
Truly, God has given us many types as He has led the Israelite people.
在旧约里面，我们可以看见神在他们身上怎么样的工作，让他们能够在神面前的学习，我们可以有那个看见耶稣的主耶稣的样子。
In the Old Testament, we see God's work on them, so as they are learning before God, we can see the type of Lord Jesus Christ.
逾越节只是一个预表。
Passover is only a type.
当初神把以色列人带离开他们为奴460年的那个埃及的时候
，As God has brought the Israelites out from Egypt, which they were being bondage as slaves for 460 years. God has performed His mighty power on this issue.
彰显了他的恩典。
Manifest His grace.
彰显他不忘记神的选民。
Meant to show that He did not forget the elect of God.
虽然那只是一个节日。
Although it was only a feast.
在那个节日里面，他常常告诉他们要那样子行，要记得当初神怎么把他们带离开了埃及为奴之地。
But using this feast, he always reminds them that they should not forget how God has brought those people out from their bondage.
他们一年过一次。
They keep this feast once a year.
在正月就是一月，当然犹太人的一月，但是就是一年的开始的时候。
It was the beginning of the year, the Jewish first month.
所以，但是我们今天也有主给我们的一个教训。
So today we also have the teaching from the Lord.
就像我们擘饼。
Just like we break the bread.
主常告诉我们要常常如此行。
The Lord told us that we should always often do this.
我想，神借着他有一个，他有在从他，可以体会他一点，他那个心意，那个爱我们的那个心。
We can taste a little bit of how God loves us.
主不要我们忘记他。
Lord does not want us to forget Him.
我不晓得。在座我们也都当过小，我们很希望别人记得我们的生日。
I think that we often would like other people to remember our birthdays.
因为我那个小女儿，她每半年要提醒你一次，在半年我就有生日，就是我的生日。
My little daughter always would like to remind me every half year that after half year, then it's my birthday.
我想夫妻之间常常我们也记得那个结婚纪念日。
And also between the husband and wife, we also remember the wedding anniversary.
我想再多有感情一点的，你可能会记得当初你们认识的那一天。
And for some, you might even remember the first day that you know each other.
我想弟兄常常会忘记，大概吧。
I think it might be that brothers may forget.
那姐妹可能就会生气了。
Then sisters get angry.
啊，你就说你忘记我。
Then they say that you forget about me.
好像弟兄就不爱你的样子。
As if the brothers no longer love you.
主在那里说，你们要常常如此行，为的是纪念我。
So our Lord says that do this as often as you remember. Do this in remembrance of me.
主这么爱我们，爱到一个地步，就怕我们忘记他。
Our Lord loves us to the point that He's so afraid that we forget Him.
所以当我们在一起擘饼的时候
，So as we break the bread together,
主在又提醒我们。
Our Lord reminds us,
他是如何的爱我们。
How much He loves us.
这里提到约西亚王得到了耶和华的律法的书。
Here it talks about how King Josiah got the book of law.Book of the law of God.
是在他立志要遵行要清洁圣殿的时候，他得那个祭司得到了这本书，就拿到约西亚王面前。
As the king was set his heart to cleanse the temple, then the priest got this book, and so he took the king Josiah.
我在想，他可能平常没有什么机会去读神的话。
I was thinking that most likely that usually he does not have the opportunity to read God's word.
实在太忙了。
He must be very busy.
治理一个国家。
To rule all over a kingdom.
但是当他得到神的话的时候，他在神面前自卑。
But as soon as he got God's word, he humbled himself.
他撕裂了他的衣服。
He rent his clothes.
他召聚他的百姓。
And he gathered his people.
他说我们要来守逾越节。
He said, let's keep the Passover.
照书上所说的。
According to what's written in the book.
照神所说的。
According to what's written from God.
所以就是我们看见到底我们对神话语的那个态度是什么。
So we see what is the attitude for us toward God's word.
我们有许多的话语在我们中间。
We have a lot of words among us.
是神也恩待我们。
And God's been gracious to us.
但是我们是不是珍惜这个话？
But are we precious of such words?
我们是不是常愿意在神面前谦卑我们自己？
Are we willing to be always humble ourselves before God?
当神看着他的时候，约西亚王他的作为，他的谦卑的时候。
As God looked at how King Josiah did and also his humbleness.
他原谅了他一些，他就悦纳了他。
God has accepted him.
虽然以色列民还是背叛神，但是神悦纳了约西亚。
Although the Israelites still rebel against God, but God has accepted Josiah.
因为他得到神的话，他愿意谦卑在神的面前。
Because he received God's words and he's willing to be humble before God.
所以当逾越节的时候，当他们要过逾越节，宰了逾越节的羊羔。
So as they were keeping the Passover, they killed the Passover lamb.
这是我们在一起交通的一个根。根基。
This is the foundation for our fellowship together.
如果神主耶稣没有为我们付上那个流血的代价，没有一个人能够到他的面前。
If our Lord Jesus Christ did not pay the price of shedding the blood, no one can come before God.
他又成了那个代罪的羊羔。
And he became the scapegoat.
所以我们在一起可以欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐等候他的来，他的到了再来。
So together we can be joyfully wait for his coming again.
我想在这里他提到了这个逾越节自从先知撒母耳以来在以色列中没有这样的逾越节。
Here mentioned that there was no Passover like this in camp in Israel since the days of Samuel the prophet.
他说以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚犹大约西亚祭司利未人还有那里的犹大人以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所过的逾越节。
And also neither the other kings of Israel kept such a Passover such as Josiah, and also the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
这个逾越节是不是以色列诸王要过的逾越节那个样子？
This was not like the type of Passover that all the kings of Israel would like to keep.
它是约西亚、祭司、利未人、犹大人、以色列人，还有所有在耶路撒冷的居民所过的逾越节。
It was the Passover that kept by Josiah the priest, the Levites, and all Judah and Israel that were present, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
神要的是一个身体。
God's will is in a body.
神不要一个王。
God does not want a king.
就注意这个，他是讲约西亚，他没有讲约西亚王。
So pay attention here, says Josiah, did not say King Josiah.
所以我们在神面前，所以就圣经说，神是拣选那个愚拙的、贫穷的。
So the Bible says that God elects the one who are foolish and also poor.
如果我们在神面前。 是一个非常聪明的人,
if we are someone wise before God,
或自以为聪明的人,
or wise in our own eyes,
那神就很难用着我们,
then I think it's hard for God to use us.
但神愿意他的百姓像一个身体一样, 一起来敬拜他,
but God would like his people to be like, to worship him as a one body.
所以在新约里面要告诉我们,
so in New Testament tells us,
他说我们是神所拣选的族类,
so we are the chosen people of God.
君尊的祭司,
royal priesthood.
就好像王一样的祭司,
just like the king that's a priest.
是圣洁的国度,
holy nation.
属神的子民,
and that people belong to God.
祭司是神所特地拣选出来的,
for the priests are the special chosen ones from God.
利未人,
Levites.
利未人当初最早出来利未人的时候，他们是自愿出来的。
The Levites were, they came out willingly.
你记得当以色列人在那里拜金牛犊，当神把他们带出埃及的时候，他们在旷野拜金牛犊，他们自己造了一个牛在那里敬拜他。
When the Israelites were just being brought out from Egypt, they create a golden calf and they started worship it.
真的是神非常的愤怒。
At that time, God was very mad.
神要责罚他们。
So God would like to chastise them.
所以摩西他说了一句话。
Therefore, Moses said,
有谁是属耶和华的，到我这里来。
Whoever that belongs to Jehovah, come to my side.
利未人就过到神那里。
And the Levites came to him.
他成为属神的。
And they become those belong to God.
所以在圣经里面形容利未人,
so in the scripture, it describes the Levites as.
So 利未人就好像代替了弟兄成为那个逾越节的羔羊一样归神了，代替那个首先的，代替那个神那个祭物而归给神。
So it describes the Levites as the sacrifices that replaced people, and then they belong to God.
所以利未人是自愿要归给神。Therefore,
the Levites willingly belong, offer themselves unto God.
我不知道多少人我们愿意自愿在神面前。I
don't know how many of us are willing to offer ourselves to God.
当然，当神救我们的时候，我们看见我们自己污秽的时候，我们愿意归给神。Of
course, when God first saves us, and when we see our filthiness, we are willing to offer ourselves unto God.
但渐渐我们就忘记了我们是谁。But
gradually we forget who we are.
我们又成为我们的自己。And
we become ourselves again.
我们那个自愿的心、愿意的心又慢慢的减少。Our
willingness becomes less and less.
我想在这个逾越节里面还有几句话常常的出现。And
also there are several verses that appear often in this during this Passover.
我想我大概看见就三个。
I do see three places.
第一个是站,
first is to stand.
站在约西亚王站在他的地位上。
King Josiah stood in his position.
实际上他是用作约西亚站在他的地位上。
Actually, it said Josiah stood in his position.
祭司站在自己的地方。
And the priests stood in their courses.
利未人按着班例站立。
And the Levites stood according to their courses.
我们在神面前有交通。
We have fellowship before God.
我们彼此之间有交通。
And we have fellowship with one another.
第一件事情，我们要先认识我们的地位。
First thing, we have to realize what our position is.
我们信主以前，我们不认识神的时候，我们就是和神有站在那敌对的地位上面。
Before we believe the Lord and before we believe God, that we were standing in the position that was against God.
事实上，这个世界上所有的混乱，就是因着人不愿意站在他自己应该的地位上而有的混乱。
Actually, all of the confusion in the world resulted in because humans did not want to stand in their right position.
征战。
All the wars.
饥荒。
Hunger.
各样的人类的灾害，就是因为人不愿意站在人应该站的地位。
All of the disasters of human beings is because men are not willing to stand in the position which they should stand.
我们今天许多家庭的问题也是这样子。
So are all the family problems.
家庭中的人，每一个成员不愿意站在，只要有一个人不站在他的地位上，这个家庭就破坏。
As long as there's one family member not willing to stand in his own position, then this family is broken.
所以当我们信主以后，我们的地位稍微的摆正确在神的心意中的地位的时候，我们整个人整个生活就不一样。
So after we believe the Lord, if we put our position in the right place, which is according to God's will, then our whole person will be different.
我们弟兄姐妹在一起交通的时候也是如此，我们每个人的地位站对的时候，这是一个合神心意的一个聚会。
So is our fellowship with brothers and sisters. If each one of us stand in our right position, then that's the gathering according to God's heart.
我们都愿意站在那个顺服的地位。
We are willing to stand in the obedience position.
顺服主。
To obey God.
也彼此顺服。
And obey one another.
那但又有一个，还有一个就是责任的问题。
And another issue talks about responsibility.
每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个肢体都愿意负起应该有的责任。
Each brother and sister and each member are willing to put up the responsibility they should have.
然后同样的那个结果。
And also the result of that.
也是要归给神。
Is to offer up unto God.
因为我们是神的仆人。
Because we are God's servant.
我们能够做的也是神给我们的。
What we can, we're able to do are also given from God.
并不是我们自己的。
Not of ourselves.
常常有时候我们或许有一些好像有一些的成功。
Sometimes we do have some success.
或者我们有一些的收获。
Or some rewards.
我们常常就容易骄傲。
Then often we become proud.
我们不愿意把我们所得到的放出去。
We are not willing to give out what we have been given.
如果我们又别的弟兄姐妹稍微说一点点不合我们的意思的时候，我们就不高兴，因为我们觉得我们成功了。
And we are not happy if we hear some brother or sister say something against us because we thought we are successful.
这时候我们就把我们好像我们所得到的是我们的。
Then we think that what we have been given are ours.
有时候我们又常常记得我们过去所得到的。
And often we remember what we have received in the past.
我们不愿意忘记我们以前在神面前的恩典之中所成功的那一部分。
We are not willing to forget that what we have achieved by God's grace before.
这时候我们就把神的荣耀夺为我们自己。
Then if we do this, then we take over God's glory to ourselves.
第二个，我所看见常常出现的。
Then the second place that I see, which that shows up often.
预备。
To prepare.
实际上，在我们人的一生中，也就是在预备中。
Actually, for our entire life, we are in this preparation.
实际上，在世界中也是如此。
So is in the world.
如果一个人他从小就能够常常有预备，他知道他的地位，他也愿意常常有预备。
If one ever since he was young, then he starts to prepare and he knows his position.
他常常就，我相信他就很容易能够再得到世界上的成功。
Then I believe that he will receive the success in the world.
我记得有一个弟兄说，他小孩子在三年级的时候就想要做医生。
I remember a brother say that ever since his child was in third grade, he would like to become a physician.
三年级啊,
even only in third grade.
他就在预备他自己,
he has been preparing for himself.
预备,
to prepare.
我们要自己预备,
we have to prepare ourselves.
我们常常要预备,
we often have to be prepared.
我想我们在神面前要预备我们洁净我们自己,
we always have to prepare ourselves and be cleanse ourselves before God.
我们要常做准备, 当有人问我们心中那个盼望的缘由的原因的时候, 我们就能够用那温柔谦卑的心回答他们, 敬畏的心回答他们。
We always have to be prepared, so when we are being asked what's the hope in our heart, then we can answer them in a gentle and fervent heart.
然后他也提到要为你们的弟兄预备。
And also it talks about you have to prepare for your brothers.
不单纯只是为我们自己预备,
not only we prepare for ourselves.
你说我等候主的再来,
I'm waiting for Lord's coming again.
主在等候的是我们一起迎接他的来,
what the Lord is waiting is that together that we prepare for his coming.
所以我们为了弟兄姐妹预备, 乃是要预备遵守神所告诉我们的话。
So as we prepare for our brothers is to prepare to keep what God has commanded us.
我们可以有许多的预备。
We can have much preparation.
当我们有很好预备的时候, 我们就可以常常见到神的荣耀。
As we have good preparation, then we can often see God's glory.
如果我们没有很好的预备, 我们不过是办一个活动而已。
If we are not prepared, then we only have some activities.
然后办完活动了, 大家都很辛苦。
And after each activity, everyone is tired.
就每一个人每一天都应该在预备之中。
Every one of us shall be prepared each day.
他这里提到预备,为弟兄预备, 他提到有那个唱歌的, 有那个守门的。
As here talks about preparing for brothers, here talks about the singers and the gatekeepers.
所以弟兄们就可以站在他的地位上来服侍, 来警醒。
Therefore, the brothers are able to stay in their position to serve and to watch.
这里有唱歌的, 赞美神。
Here are the singers to praise God.
也有守门的,
and the gatekeepers.
在神的真理上, 能够站立得住,
to stand firm in God's truth.
你知道今天在许多的聚会里面,
in many of the gatherings today,
他们有唱歌的,
they do have singers.
他们有所谓的这个叫什么敬拜的 worship team, 敬拜的主,
they do,
敬拜的人,
they do have those people who worship and worship team.
好像就那么几个人是敬拜的人一样,
as if only those few are those who worship.
然后大家就在下面跟着上面,
and everyone else follow them,
看着他们,
just watch them.
这只有唱歌的,
those are the only one who sing.
没有守门的,
and they do not have the gatekeepers.
我们也不能只有守门, 没有唱歌的,
and also we cannot have only the gatekeepers but no singer.
因为在今日, 神就要得着他的赞美,
because today God would like to receive his praises.
今天我们不赞美神, 以后到天上怎么去赞美神呢?
If we do not praise God today, how can we praise him in the heaven later on?
今天从来不说感谢的, 我们到天上怎么跟神说谢谢你呢?
If we do not give thanks to God today, how can we give him thanks later in heaven?
如果我们今天不尝一点那赞美的滋味, 我们怎么到天上那个荣耀的美丽呢? 那个甜美呢?
If we today we do not taste the this praise, then how can we behold the beauty as we go up to the heaven?
我想当然圣经也告诉我们要预备迎接主的再来。
And the scripture also tells us to be prepared for his coming back.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
我们的目标。
Our goal.
这是我们为什么今天要站立在世上的一个原因。
And that's the reason we stand on earth today.
我们不知道主什么时候来。
We do not know when the Lord is coming back.
所以我们要预备。
Therefore, we shall be prepared.
我前两个礼拜跟一些年轻人去露营。
2 weeks ago, I went camping with some young people.
我们在外面住两个晚上。
We spent 2 nights out.
我希望明年主还给我这个机会，可以跟他们再去露营。
I hope that next year the Lord still give me the opportunity to go camping with them again.
因为我学了很多的功课。
Because I have learned many lessons.
我不晓得他们怎么样。
I don't know about them.
但是我学了很多，我也看见神很多的恩典跟保守。
But I have learned much and have seen a lot of God's grace and keeping.
在礼拜天早上的时候，都有人就起床就开始准备要回家，全部打包。
On Sunday morning, some people wake up and pack, prepare to go home.
有些人还在准备早餐，在那里吃早饭。
And some prepare for breakfast.
所以大家都可以有早饭吃。
So everyone could have the breakfast.
那我们想说那天大概不会有人来，因为一般规定是12点要离开那个场地。
Then we thought that maybe nobody would come to join us that day because the rule says that we must leave by noon.
就11点人家就跑进来了。
But by 11 in the morning, someone came.
但我们正要开始要稍微有一点敬拜的时候。
That was the beginning time of our worship.
这超过我们的想象。
Which surpassed our imagination.
你又不能赶他们走。
But we could not just ask them to leave.
所以我们在就稍微，但是我们应该可以待到12点，所以我们就待到了12点。
Because we
我们稍有一点的唱歌，有点感谢。
Because we were allowed to stay until noon, so therefore we stayed till noon and we had some singing and worship.
所以11点55的时候，差不多都离开了。我就最后检查那个场地，只捡到了三小块的垃圾。
Therefore, by 11:55, almost everyone left, so I was the last one who leave.
So,
and I looked through every place and only got 3 little trashes.
所以12点，我们就准时离开。
So by 12 noon, we left.
我学到了一个功课。
I learned a lesson.
因着有弟兄姐妹在中间做预备的工作。
Because of brothers and sisters prepared among us.
就算他11点来，不应该来的11点来，我们还是有准备。
So even though those showed up, which they should not have shown up at 11 a.m., but we were still prepared.
每个人都有吃饱了。
Everyone was full.
每个人都东西都大概打包了。
And everyone was packed.
除了一个帐篷在我们营地外面的一个帐篷。
Except the tent was being left outside of our camp.
虽然有的人晚起来。
Although some people woke up later.
他们还是有东西可以吃。
But they still had something to eat.
所以12点准时离开，我们不做亏欠人的事情。
So therefore we left on time at noon and we did not fall short of anything.
今天主什么时候来我们都不知道。
We do not know when our Lord comes back.
我们要常做准备。
We should always be prepared.
我们一起为着彼此做准备，自己预备，也为弟兄姐妹做预备。
Together prepare for each other, prepare for ourselves, and also prepare for brothers and sisters.
第三个是我常在这里面常看到的字，就是给。
The third thing that I see here appear often is to give.
还讲到那个做首领的给。
It talks about the ruler's give.
那些有一些弟兄也一起也给。
And also some brothers also give.
你知道当我们在一起服侍的时候，是有一些弟兄姐妹确实要负担起那个多给的责任。
Truly, as we serve together, some brothers and sisters will bear the burden to give out more.
如果有带头的责任的弟兄姐妹不愿意做那个多付出的工作，弟兄姐妹没有办法得到神更多的恩典。
For if those leading brothers and sisters who are not willing to give out more, then brothers and sisters cannot receive more of God's grace.
如果姐妹不愿意，或者弟兄不愿意配合你的弟兄，或不愿意配合你的姐妹做那给的工作，他也没有办法做那个带头的功能。
If the husbands or wives are not willing to cooperate with one another to give out, then they are also cannot be. They cannot also serve the burden to lead.
先做那个奉献的工作。
First has to be the offering.
施比受更有福。
It is more blessing to give than to receive.
这是神的祝福。
That is God's blessing.
如果带头的弟兄不愿意多给，弟兄姐妹就没有办法得到什么。
If the leading brothers are not willing to give more, then brothers and sisters cannot receive much.
但是这里面也包括了弟兄姐妹。
And here also includes brothers and sisters.
我们在一起交通的时候呢，是互相把我们应该给对方的，通通要奉献出去。
As we fellowship with one another, we shall give out what we should give to one another.
我们乃是乐意，这是一个奉献的心态。
We are willingly, which is the attitude of offering.
那给些什么呢？
So what do we give?
这里面提到了，他们所给的乃是要做 逾越节的祭物。
Here mentions what they offer up are for the sacrifices for Passover.
我们给了弟兄姐妹什么呢？
What have we given to brothers and sisters?
以前我们在读书的时候比较穷。
Back then when we were students, we were poor.
我们都在一边路边捡人家不要的家具，我们就带回家。
We took out the furniture which was being left on the curbside and we brought home.
我们弟兄姐妹来的时候，我们就一个传一个，可能下次才会用。
So we pass on to each new brothers and sisters for them to use.
但是今天
，But today，
似乎神给我们有许多的恩典，我们不再需要这样子做。
God has given us a lot of grace, so we no longer need to do this way.
但是我们所给的是不是成为那个逾越节的祭物，在神面前可以蒙悦纳的？
But what we have given, are they become the sacrifices, offerings of Passover that can be accepted by God?
如果我们只是给一些物质上的，
If we only give out some material things,
我想那就过去了。
Then they just pass by.
但是如果我们所给出去的，在神面前可以蒙悦纳，那就成为那个逾越节的祭物。
But if what we give out can be accepted by God, then it becomes the offering for the Passover.
我昨天看弟兄姐妹在服事的时候，实在这么的尽心尽力。
I have seen how much brothers and sisters have put up so much effort when you serve.
或许神没有看到，而不人没有看到。
Maybe man did not see it.
但是我相信神看得见。
But I believe God has seen it.
当神悦纳的时候，
When God accepts it,
就成为神祝福的管道。
Then you become the channel of blessing by God.
所以我们所给的对象呢是众人。
So the object of our giving are everyone.
那关于这个不一样的特别的逾越节，我就交通到这里。
So here I share about this special Passover until up to here.
如果你继续看关于约西亚王的故事的事情，
If you continue to look at the things about King Josiah,
接下来在下面的经文里面提到了，
In the following verses mentioned,
结果有两个外邦的王在打仗，
There were two Gentile kings fighting with one another.
约西亚王他说，哦，我也要去打。
Then King Josiah said, I will also go fight with them.
就其中一个外邦的王跟他讲说，你不要来，这跟你没有关系，这个神并没有叫你，神没有叫你来。
And one of the Gentile king told him that do not come, it has nothing to do with you, God did not call you to come.
就约西亚王还是要执意的，他就要去跟人家打。
But King Josiah still insists to fight with them.
就他又受伤以后，他就过世了。
And he got wounded and passed away.
然后以色列国又开始，犹大国又开始往，又离开了神。
Then the Judah again fall away from God.
所以从这里面，我觉得好像有一点的教训。
So I think here's a little lesson here.
今天我们在世上成为做盐做光。
Today we are the salt and the light on earth.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们要认识神的心意。
We have to have discernment of God's will.
我们要分辨在世上的生活，如何生活。
We have to have discernment of how to live on earth.
什么是我们该去的，什么是我们不该去的。
Where we should go and where we should not go.
什么是我们该做，什么是我们不该做的。
What we should do and what we should not do.
求主给我们有那个分辨的一个智慧。
May the Lord give us the wisdom that can discern.
神愿意给我们。
God is willing to give.
所以常常我们就硬着心，不愿意听他的话。
But often we harden our hearts and not willing to obey him.
所以我们就做了一些我们不应该、不在神的心意中的事情。
Then we do something that's not according to his heart.
所以我们就受伤了。
Then we get hurt.
这受伤要再回来、回头再起来，就要花很大很大的功夫。
Once we get hurt and if we would like to come back, it would take such a long time and effort.
我个人相信。
I personally believe.
我们要神在神面前不做事情，比做事情还要难。
For us not to do something before God is harder than do something.
我们以为我们不做，神就不能做了吗？
Do we think that if we do not do, then God also cannot do anything?
我们以为我们做了， 神就会接受了吗？
Do we think that if we do something, then God will definitely accept?
如果我们做了神所不做的，那么我们就受伤了。
If we do something that God does not want us to do, then we get hurt.
所以如何学习在神面前有那个分辨，然后有那个警醒的心，就是求主给我们有聪明智慧的带领。
Therefore, we do need the Lord to give us wisdom to guide us to have discernment and also wisdom to discern.
我想在三十五章提到一个不一样的、特别的逾越节。
In chapter 35, talks about a different, a special Passover.
常常我在思考，我们在神面前似乎常常不在神的心意里面。
I'm often meditate that it seems like we often are not in God's will.
我们常常随着自己的意思去做。
We often do according to our own will.
但是当神的话临到我们的时候，我们就应该顺服。
But when God's words come upon us, we shall obey.
要谦卑。
We shall humble.
如果说你再往前五章去读约西亚王的曾曾祖父，就是西西家王。
If you go to the front, five chapters, and talk about King Hezekiah, which is the great-grandfather of King Josiah.
西西家王那个时候，曾经他也是在神面前愿意顺从神的旨意。
King Hezekiah at that time also was willing to obey God's will.
但是当时的环境，他没有足够的祭司，因为就是洁净的祭司很少。
But at that time, he did not have enough priests who were clean.
所以神就用着利未人来做那个献祭的工作。
Therefore, God used the Levites to do the job of offering.
然后他应该是一月份过逾越节，就他实在没办法，他二月他愿意在神面前在二月过逾越节。
They should have kept the Passover in the first month, but because they were not sufficient, therefore they kept the Passover during the second month.
当他有这个意思的时候，他就召聚了以色列民到耶路撒冷要过逾越节。
When he had such thought, so he gathered all the people of Israel and gathering Jerusalem to keep the Passover.
有些人还笑别人，他说：“你为什么要过逾越节？”
some,
以色列民要笑别人，笑人家。
And some Israelites even mock others that why do you want to keep the Passover?
但是有一些人自卑，愿意谦卑自己，他还是到以色列过逾越节，到耶路撒冷过逾越节。
But some humble themselves and still willing to went to Jerusalem to keep the Passover.
那些祭司以利未人也觉得惭愧，他们就自己洁净自己。
And also the priests, the Levites also felt shame, so they cleansed themselves.
那以色列民，有些以色列民，他们就在神面前也谦卑他们自己，向神认罪。
And some Israelites also humbled themselves before God and confessed their sin.
甚至有些人尚没有还没有洁净自己，他们也领逾越节的祭物。也过逾越节。
Even for some of them did not clean themselves, but they also kept the Passover and received the sacrifices of Passover.
所以在三十章二十节，我看。
So in chapter 30, verse 20.
Okay, 三十章的十八十九节的十九节后半段。
So in chapter 30, verse the second half of verse 19.
西西家为他们祷告说：“凡专心寻求神，就是以色列他列祖之神的，虽然不照着圣所洁净之礼自洁，求至善的耶和华也饶恕他。耶和华垂听西西家的祷告，就饶恕百姓。”
And Hezekiah prayed for them to seek God that though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary.And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people.
我想节期在神的心中似乎好像不是那个重点主要的。
I think it is not that important about the feast. in God's heart.
当我们愿意专心寻求神，在神面前自卑的时候，神就会原谅我们。
But as we are willing to seek God and humble ourselves before Him, then He is willing to forgive us.
所以一直到二十五、二十六节。
So until verse 25-26.
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐，自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。
So that dwell in Judah rejoice, and so there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem.
今天在这世上没有什么可以值得喜乐。
There's nothing much to be joyful about in this world.
弟兄姐妹，当我们想想我们在世追求的，当我们所拿到的时候，我们的喜乐是多么的短暂。
Just we think about how short is our happiness if we receive what we seek in the world.
我们虽然有许多的亏欠，我们在家中、在聚会中、在我们社会中，我们常常离开了我们的地位。
We do fall short as we fall away from our position in our families, our meetings, and also even in society.
我们也没有预备。
And we are not prepared.
我们也常常自私，不愿意的奉献。
And we are often very selfish, not willing to give up offerings.
但是如果我们愿意在神面前自卑。
But if we are willing to be humble before God.
专心寻求神。
To totally seek Him.
神会原谅我们。
God will forgive us.
把那世上所没有的喜乐赏给我们。
And give us the joy that we cannot find in the world.
我们常常纪念他。
We often remember him.
在家里面。
At home.
在聚会里面。
During the meetings.
当我们工作的时候。
And as we work.
当我们读书的时候。
As we study.
常常纪念主。
We always remember him.
我相信神的祝福在我们每一个人身上可以得到他的荣耀和赞美。
I believe that God's blessing can receive his glory and praises upon each one of us.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
好，我们一起有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你再一次恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you for once again being gracious to us.
主，你实在顾念我们这些要出于尘土归于尘土的人。
Truly, you watch over us who come from earth and also go back to earth.
主，帮助我们在这世上的生活能够成为你可以使用的器皿。
Lord, help us so that our life on earth can become your useful vessel.
帮助我们能够站在我们的地位，成为你曾有使用的器皿。
Help us so we can stay in our right position and become the vessel useful to you.
那我们弟兄姐妹之间的交通没有拦阻。
So there is no hindrance among the fellowship between brothers and sisters.
我们成为你的见证。
And we become your testimony.
我们一起盼望等候主你的再来。
Together we wait and waiting for your coming again.
主给我们有耐心。
Give us the patience.
给我们有爱心。
And give us the love.
给我们有恩慈。
So we can have gentleness.
给我们良善。
And we can have kindness.
把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give all the glory and praise unto you.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.